again, this document is not an investigative document. Its purpose is not to establish some of the things that I'm trying to establish. Not listed on SBC Workspace. So I love the wording too. Don't think he was SBC. This is the level that we're at. This is the level that we've driven to. This is a mad witch hunt. Absolutely mad witch hunt. We need to root out real cases. Churches need to be willing to call people to repentance. And I think the real systemic issue is not doing things like church discipline, not doing things like properly discipling people, not putting reasonable safety nets in place, not having accountability. Indicted, don't know if convicted. Was he convicted? Baptist type, unknown. But if you look at the results of just not discipling people, if you look at the results of just not shepherding a flock, if you look at the results of not assessing an elder's call to be an elder, to be a pastor, but instead shoving them through the seminary system, and we don't rely on God anymore. We're in an era of godless pragmatism. Pragmatism itself is not a bad thing. I'm saying godless pragmatism, where we try and do it all on our own and kick God out of the picture. We can educate and create elders, pastors, through our own, you know, just our own merits, through just the education process, rather than assessing, are you called and discipling men into that role? Education is still important. Not saying that. I'm just saying we've kind of got off track. We're not discipling our people. We're not caring about our people. We're too focused on institutions and not about the members. Just all out of whack. That's what's causing issues.